Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Session of Sanity,
right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. As I always say, be part of the solution. That's really the big deal. Right? Be part of the solution, not part of the problem. And there's a boat. No, seriously. There's a boatload of you that are part of the problem because you don't really pay attention to what's going on around you. Listen, let's help out those that help us. Help guys like me. Help people like you, actually. Head over to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. Mike Lindell has been beating his brains out, and I mean that sincerely. He's really going out of his way to make sure that we can make some money we can't make it on social media platforms. Now we can only make it, you know, directly at the things that we do. So Mike has said, hey, listen, come over to MyPillow.com. I will give your listeners 50 to 60% off of anything they order if they use your promo code. My promo code is really easy. Joe. Use the promo code Joe on your way out. You'll save 50 to 60% on your product. I make a few dollars. All right, let's be honest about it. I make a few bucks. He keep people in this country working. It's a really good thing, okay? It's a thing we should be doing. It's a thing we should be working at. We should be working to helping each other out. Seriously, people. Anyway, God bless. I always appreciate your time with me here on the Joe Messina Show. Alfonso Reyes is going to join me after the first break. I got so much to deal with. So much to talk about, actually. And, you know, I got some clips I want to play, but I've decided I'm going to wait till he comes on. I want to get his blood pumping, too. I don't want to be the only guy whose heart's pumping away over here. All right, Florida legislature fully passed a bill to end Disney's special district. About time. You know, enough with the corporate welfare, right? You guys all scream we shouldn't be giving corporations money. Isn't it interesting? The left does this all the time. They get on our case, or they get on the case of the legislature for allowing big corporations to get away with what amounts to be, you know, public acceptance or acceptance of public funds. Why is Disney still under this special rule? They get to make it up as they go. They get to make up their own building codes, right? They basically have their own little police department, fire department. Can you imagine the amount of money that you'll take in with these people? For tax money, that is. So the Florida House passed legislation Thursday that would end Disney's special taxing district. Includes a measure for Republican Governor Ron DeSantis, who proposed an end to the park, you know, after the theme park giant announced him over a sex education bill. And they said they were going to work monetarily at turning it around. Now, there's only one way. Come on. Can we talk here? There's only one way to do that. Right? They've got to get other people elected and in there. But let me play you a little clip from what these... should I do this now? Yeah, I can't wait. I'm one of those guys. I just can't wait. There's a little clip of what went down in the chambers in Florida. And the beauty behind it, I mean, the interesting, not the beauty behind it, but the interesting thing behind it is they really don't see their own hypocrisy. Right? They talk about decorum. They talk about doing things the right way, letting it play out, allowing people to have a voice, but they don't really mean it, guys. In all sincerity, in all seriousness. When they're making the noise, it's fine. If the Republicans are making noise, not so much. It just ain't cool. All right, let's see. You know what's going to happen, right? It ain't going to play, because I want it to play. Here we go. Let's try this. See? I told you it wasn't going to work. There we go, right there. Right? No. All right, start it again. Don't do this.
To him. We are abdicating our constitutional responsibility and subverting the power to him. He further complains that this inclination to spend
Representative Hinson, the time has expired in debate.
So they shut off her mic. Okay? Remember, I thought the rules and the laws applied to everybody. Well, not to their legislators, anyway. So they shut off her mic, and she's screaming over the quietness. Listen.
Representative Hinson, the time has... Members, this is not...
Now, let's get something clear here. These are not members of the community. These aren't people shouting from up above in the cheap seats. These are people on the floor. These are elected officials that were elected to do business. They know they're going down in flames. So what do? They're making noise. That woman only got so many minutes to speak. Like everybody else. We'll make sure things she's above everybody else.
We need a formal recess. We are in formal recess.
Okay, more of this craziness on the other side of the break. I am sure Alfonso will have some fun with me. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried.
The left rear wheel he was on. I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
Welcome to your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-Joe, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be informed. That's the way it starts. We start to make changes when you're informed. Otherwise, not going to work. Let me bring him on, because I have so much fun with him when he comes on me. Alfonso Rachel joins me. We lovingly refer to him as Zoe. And Zoe, I've got an hour filled of wonderful clips that you can have some fun with. Oh. You already know where this is going, I can tell. So, apparently,
I need some Dramamine, or maybe a Dramamine Pepto Kaopectate cocktail or something.
So, the Florida legislature today passed the special bill, passed a bill taking away all the special perks that Disney has gotten since I think it's the late 50s or, back in the 60s, where they can have their own building code. They act like their own government, their own city, so to speak. So now with the threat that Disney was going to take some of that money that they're saving, and we're talking about, $1 billion here, and they were going to use it to replace legislators because they didn't like that Don't Say Gay bill. Remember that thing that they screwed around with? Now, remember, these guys are always talking about how you're supposed to be, civil, and you're supposed to follow the rules and follow the law. And I don't know how they say those things without choking on their own tongue. So today, in the House, the woman that was speaking, one of the House members was speaking, and she ran out of time. Now everybody gets the same amount of time to speak, but she decided she didn't get her point across, so she kept speaking after they shut her mic off. Then the Democrats that are in the House in their seats started getting up and yelling at the Speaker of the House. This is great. I've already played a portion of it, but this is what happened when they shut off her mic. Take a listen.
Sergeant, please secure the chamber.
Come on. That's it? Oh, no. We're not doing that. Here we go. Now, you can't
Members,
see it, but there's chaos in the house.
Not. We need a formal recess. We are in formal recess. Sergeant, please secure the chamber.
And it goes on for another minute and a half, 2 minutes, because they can't get them to leave. But I thought nobody was above the law, and I thought you had to follow the rules, and I guess I thought all wrong.
I guess this is what they're taking advantage of. I guess this is what they think it means to filibuster, and they have the right to do that, and you're just gonna go ahead and own the floor, man, and you gotta wait. They're privileged, entitled.
It is so irritating. It's like they played this game. They get away with it, and they do in most cases, they get away with it, and they'll claim that the Republicans on a regular basis try to shut down, open dialogue. It's us who wants to shut down open dialogue, and I think what I heard there was they were trying to make enough noise so you couldn't hear the speaker, right? You couldn't go on with it, because they knew what was going to happen, and it's funny, they knew that, like kids, they knew they were going to lose. So they decided, well, we'll just make as much noise as we can. They won't be able to conduct business. And I can't play the whole thing. It's about 10 minutes long. But ultimately, the speaker gets up, and he just starts conducting business over there yelling and screaming. So it was perfect. Man, like, he didn't even exist.
You raised an interesting thing when you said they. I mean, that is their preferred pronoun, isn't it?
It's like, you're right.
But I'm kind of not being facetious here, because, when we would talk about the Democrats, I mean, because this is Democrats in general. And, we would say they. It's like, this is what they're doing. And the liberals would come in and try to be like, be specific. Who are you talking about? They. We ain't talking about they. And it's like, We're talking about you, the ones who prefer the pronoun they. We were telling y'all that before you guys even came up with this pronoun nonsense. Yeah. When you guys started speaking in your satanic tongues, when you guys started doing your incantations and spellbinding, telling people about these freaky pronouns that you guys make up, we already knew that you were speaking the language of Legion. We already knew that you guys were they. So we're already there.
I joke about that too, when they always say we are this, we are that, we are this. I go, wow, you remember? I mean, last time I heard that, we are legion, we are many,
That's so, right.
I like that one. Okay, the other thing, I know, did you go to an inner city school or anything like that? Or did you go to a...
I ditched my school to remember what kind of school I went to. I did a little both.
Well, I want you to know that, according to public schools, I must be, because I can't think of any other way that this would happen like this. But apparently, Jesus was shot by Lee Harvey Oswald back in the 1300s. I don't know if you're worried.
Magic bullet.
Yeah. Must have been. Right? Take a listen. You're going to love this.
Able to shoot Jesus, or would he have still used a gun on the black market?
He still would have used a gun.
He still would have been able to get a gun to shoot Jesus?
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you think if we had stricter gun control laws that Jesus would have not been killed?
I don't know. It all depends. If someone wants a gun, they're going to get it and use it.
But, I mean, if there were stricter gun control laws, would Lee Harvey Oswald have gotten the gun that killed Jesus? Do you think, or do you think that would have prevented him shooting Jesus?
I don't know. I really don't know.
Would that have stopped Lee Harvey Oswald from shooting him, do you think? Because he would have needed a background check to get the gun?
No, I don't think I would have. I think people find ways to get around things.
It would have been on the black market. He would have got a black market gun to,
probably,
shoot, to
yeah.
shoot Jesus?
Probably.
Like I said, that's one heck of a magic bullet, man.
Smith and Wesson back then, or what?
You know, but I gotta ask, when did they conduct this survey?
Hold on. This was it was posted 2 months ago.
Okay, 2 months ago. All right. Well, I was gonna say, man, because if this went on,
it wasn't the 1300s, that's for sure. But go ahead.
All right. I mean, because how apropos would this have been if it was, you know, if this survey was taken yesterday and posted yesterday? Because yesterday was 420. You know, that's like the weed smokers' holiday.
Oh yeah, huh? Well, tomorrow's tomorrow's Earth Day, right? I mean, what they call Earth Day.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Yeah, we're gonna go down a list of all the things they said that was going to happen that never happened. And you know, in the Old Testament, when somebody predicted something that didn't come true, they stoned them, and not with weed. Back in a little bit. Don't go far. More coming up after the break.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The United States ranks 13th worldwide for investments in infrastructure, and President Biden says the $1.2 trillion infrastructure law will help change that. Speaking at the Portland Air Base, the president says the money will go to improve airports, bridges, highways, and broadband across the country.
Never again should a parent have to sit in their car, drive to McDonald's parking lot, sit there with their child to get online so they can do their homework, which was happening during the pandemic.
The president staying on the West Coast, speaking in Seattle on Friday. The Fed Reserve is likely going to raise interest rates more quickly in the near future. Chairman Jerome Powell saying a 50 basis point hike will be on the table when the Fed meets next month. Find us on Facebook at USA Radio. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
About to screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Baby, baby, it looks like it's going to
hell. We are back. Pleasure to have you with me, 855-GO-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. It's the only way we win is you got to get informed so you can be part of the solution. Alfonso Rachel joins me as he does every week. Always appreciate his time. We love him. We refer to him as Zoe. He is the host of the Zopian Den, Anti-Fuddy-Duddy Bible Study, the Zoloft, and co-host of Soul Food Radio, which you can find at soulfoodradio.net. Probably the best show on that interweb thing right now.
I like it.
Don't I sound like Joey B? Right? I mean, the yeah, that thing, you get do the Google thingy.
Don't put yourself down like that.
That's amazing. All right, so I got another clip I want to play for you, but I'm going to wait a second. Because I think this is funner. So there was a poll that was recently done among Democrats. And of the people polled, 21% decided that their choice, if he runs again, would be Joe Biden. Apparently, apparently they just woke up from a coma. They really don't know what's going on around them yet. Give them time.
Uh-huh.
The rest of them broke it down, and the top 10 choices. Now, I know you don't like when I put you on the spot like this, but if I gave you 10 top choices for the Democrat Party, throw out a name. Who do you think would be in the top 10?
This is going to sound like a very strange answer. I would say Maxine Waters.
There's
one. Right off the top of my head, I would pick her.
She'd have to know she was running for something. They've all got Alzheimer's, all of them. So
that's exactly why. It makes her perfect. Model that after Joe Biden. Like, look who they picked for their president. Model that after Joe Biden, and then celebrate her being the first black woman. And since she doesn't know where she's going and what even qualifies as a homeless person, she doesn't even know what qualifies as a homeless person. Because homeless people show up and she's like, y'all need to go home. And they're like, we ain't got no home. I don't know what that means. Y'all need to go home. So she don't know what a homeless person is. She probably doesn't know what a woman is. Perfect.
That was funny, though. That, I'm telling you. We've run out of vouchers. Y'all need to go home. Like, what do you think we needed a voucher for, you moron? I mean, seriously, why are you giving out vouchers if you think you're talking to people who have a place to go? All right, number 10 on the list. AOC. That's right. She gave... This is who they'd love to have as a president. All right, number 9. I'm not going to go through them all. Number 9, Gavin Newsom. Because he hasn't done enough damage to one, you know, to California. He should at least be allowed to do that throughout the whole country.
And see, that's why it doesn't surprise me that the polls would show they would take Biden again. Because I'm like, dude, here comes a recall on Gavin Newsom. You guys want him out, right? California is going down the tank, right? No, give us some more Gavin Newsom. Okay. I'm out. I'm leaving. I'm gone. I'm out of California.
No, you're so right. Let's see. Cory Booker comes in among the top 10 because, you know, he's Spartacus. I was going to say he was presidential, but apparently people want Spartacus for a president or whatever.
More like Spartacus.
And what about the yawner known as Amy Klobuchar? Remember her?
Oh.
She was like the little girl running around going, pick me, pick me, pick me, right? Remember that?
Yeah, her name sounds like a Klingon, man. It's like, you know.
Right.
I'm the Klobuchar, you know. It's like, she's like, and then isn't she the one who ate salad with a comb? She got mad at one of her aides?
Yeah, she did.
There's
such elitist. It's great.
Right. They said, let me get some of my croutons in there as my dandruff. I'll just have some dandruff and some croutons.
Don't you know who I am? That's right.
All right.
Elizabeth Warren shows up in the top 10. Right?
Okay.
Now, though not chosen, Mr. Sanders is kind of putting out there that a third run is not out of the question for him because he's so vibrant and he shuffles just a little faster than Joey B, so he should be okay. Kamala Harris, she's up and in there. Yeah, that's right. The one that couldn't get to 1% in her own home state.
Yeah.
He needs to find a job for her. That's why she's VP.
Yeah. I mean, once again, talk about a magic bullet. You know, it's like, considering y'all's ratings before the presidency, y'all got picked to be, magic bullet. Something magic.
I can't stand it, because I don't, you know, as a man who did drugs as a boy and remembering what reality looked like, they've got to be doing drugs here, okay?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, Kamala Harris did enough drugs to go back in time. She smoked that time travel. I got that time travel chronic. It actually makes chronology go backwards in time to where you could actually get high before Snoop Dogg and Tupac came out with that album that you were talking about.
I know, right? Oh my God. Well, you know, Obama had to be smoking the same stuff because he had relatives who were doing things that weren't even alive when those things were happening.
Yes,
if you remember, right?
Mm-hmm.
And and you know, who comes up before her as a choice is Pete Buttigieg. Right? Mm. I mean, they wanted him. The man couldn't fix the city. The only thing he could do in the city he ran in was string lights and, you know, make the lights work or something like that. And all of a sudden, he's qualified to be president, which is why these people scare me to no end.
Indeed. You know what I mean? Yeah. Booty Drill. That is. Yeah, that's his name, right? Pete Booty Drill? No. It's.
All right.
Yeah, so, the guy who blames God, or I guess in his mind he's giving God the credit for making him gay. It's like, dude, God didn't make you gay. You don't try to. There's that commandment: don't take the Lord's name in vain. And if you're gonna sit there and try to say that God made you gay, no, that's not how that works.
Yeah, again, what do you think? He took 4 months off from maternity leave, and I'm thinking, why would you need 4 months off? Not like your wife gave birth and needs time to recoup. You know, and you got two kids, you got a brand new job, one of the most important jobs on the planet, and you're going to take 4 months off. Okay, cool. Very good. All right. So there was this movement because California has moved along the bill that you can't call it anything but infanticide. It would allow you to kill a baby or allow a baby to die or whatever you did to cause the baby's death within the first 30 days. You couldn't be charged with anything. So mom could decide that she can't handle this kid, put him on the couch until he dies from starvation or something else, and you can't bring her up on charges or anything. So A young lady went out from one of the conservative news sources and decided to ask the question out and about and see how it goes. Take a listen.
They can neglect them for 7 days, and if the baby dies, then they can't be held criminally liable. What do you think?
Yeah, I think whatever like helps women and helps them achieve their like dreams and however that needs to like happen is definitely acts to help that is helping all of us. So
I prefer that most women make their decisions at 8 weeks, but I'm also in support of 10 months out of the womb.
So you think babies should be aborted 10 months after they're born?
If the mother wants to, yes.
I think some kids, so if, like, you want to get a late-term abortion, like, that's up to you. You know, I've had an abortion, too, and it was my choice, and I'm happy I had that choice. I've had an abortion myself.
Would you guys get an abortion again?
Yes. 100%.
100 times.
I'd do it multiple times. Until I feel that I'm ready to parent, that's a choice I'll continue to make.
So why don't you be responsible and ready to parent and use protection? Take the protection you need. Yeah, you're in there crying, I can tell. This is the new young people that just, they have nothing. There's no guidelines in their life. Not a one.
Well, you know, the thing is, this ain't even, you know, I mean, yeah, we're looking at it like it's this is the latest generation, but the mindset certainly ain't new.
No,
this is ancient, man. This is, you know, this has been around for a long time. And we saw that, we knew that this was coming. It's like, yeah, you guys really, what you want is infanticide. And the selfishness. I mean, I thought one of the most empowering things about being a woman isn't the power to kill a kid. It's the power to raise one. That's the real show of strength. And these cowards act like their world would be, this world that they claim that they can conquer will be destroyed by a baby. You know, it's like, I don't know how much time I have in this segment to talk about it, but, or if I should wait till we come back. This is an example, like we were talking about earlier, Joe, of why Jesus, this kind of shows you why Jesus is like, yeah, I'm not coming back yet.
Yeah. You guys are getting worse, not better. Listen, yeah, we are going to go to break in just a minute here. And so, yeah, hold it, because it's you know, it's good. You heard that Jesus was shot by Lee Harvey Oswald in the 1300s. And now, you know, abortion is, well, it's really that kind of abortion. It's kind of a form of birth control, and you look at their faces, they almost giggle at abortion. And you and I, well, I won't say we joke, but we do discuss from time to time, like, what is Jesus waiting for? Like, I mean, how much worse does it have to get before he goes, okay, you guys are going to kill yourselves, I need to come back now. Anyhow, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, therealside.com.
While demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. I need you to be part of the solution, truly. You know, not part of the problem. The way you do that is you get informed. And let's just get on with it because I don't want to run out of time. Alfonso Rachel joins me as he does every week. Always appreciate his time with me, too. And look at Zoe. First of all, tell people where they can get your music. You know, instead of buying Beyonce records, albums, and so you can see her doing more pelvic thrusts at a late age with her walker, let's go ahead and start to support people who truly are going to do good things for your kids, for society. So tell them where they can get your music.
Yeah, because if you know, I mean, you don't want to see Beyonce shaking it and stuff like that. You want to see me shaking it. You guys want to see some real shaking.
Stop.
You come and get my music, honey. Yeah.
I got 2 hours of the show left. Stop.
check out bronzeserpentmedia.com. And my music project is 20 Pound Sledge. I do some other production work. I also I did an album for Ava Aston. So I hope you guys will check that out. Yes, instead of listening to that that twerk laden mind rot, you know, by some of these other singers, you know, get some you know, some God fearing music, some gospel, rock the gospel.
Yep. All right, so I told you, you know, part of what was making me crazy, making you crazy too, is the whole this abortion thing where they've gone from, it used to be just a blob of cells, right? I mean, that's what they were sold. They were sold as a blob of cells, not a big deal. And now they know it's a baby. They admit it's a baby. They don't care at what level it's at as a baby, and they want to kill it. They want to wipe it out. But it's the giggling. It's the smiling. It's the happiness. And that one girl who said, you know, well, if it helps a woman achieve her goals, it should be fine.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So she's basically... Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No, no. I was just going to say, and people wonder why, you know, some of my Christian friends go, why hasn't Jesus come back yet? What, to this?
Mm-hmm. That's what we're talking about. That's why we say, dude, this is child sacrifice. She just admitted, if it helps her to achieve her goals, sacrifice the kid. And be blessed with your dreams, right? That's basically what it comes down to. I mean, it's all idol worship. I mean, even Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders says, yes, we need to keep abortion legal for the good of the planet. Well, that's basically what you're saying, is that the planet is the idol, Mother Earth, or the goddess, and you're going to sacrifice this baby for her appeasement. You know, so that's what this stuff all is. It's just under a new language, you know, this new language that they have. But real quick, Joe, like, you know, when people ask, what is the Lord waiting for? Okay, so it's like this. You got these, this legislation, let's say this legislation came to pass, and let's say we had a president who actually understood that he's the chief law enforcement officer of the United States, and his job is to make sure that he brings the law against those who are in violation of the supreme law of land. And he federalizes the National Guard in California, and they go in and they stop everybody who's performing abortion. Say, yo, you are violating a person's God-given right to live. We are shutting you down. Okay. People would hate the president for doing what he's supposed to do. And this is why his hands are tied, because it's going to create a huge political mess that might even result in a war. Right. So take the devil himself is like the governor of this planet, and the governor of this planet is making very perverted and twisted laws that infringe on other people's rights, and God is like the president of the Federation of the Universe. And for God to come in and go against this governor of the state who has dominion in this territory, people would actually hate God for doing what is right, and it will turn out into a spiritual political mess. So until God has, and what God is doing is he's developing a full, clear-cut case, a case that cannot be doubted, that cannot be contested, even though people will try. And when all that evidence is lined up and people have no reasonable doubt to go against the judge in this court, God is going to pull the trigger on this. So when people ask, what's God waiting for? This will be an example.
Yeah, it is definitely one of those things where I myself sit there and go, how deep are we going to get with this? How far,
right,
you know, is he going to let us go with all of this before he says, okay, you know, you guys are making me nuts. That's it. I'm done. So, you know, I mean, think of the stuff that we've done. Think of how far we've come from our original roots as a country, you know, as a people. I think I was telling you, I don't know if I said it during the segment or during the break, you know, Franklin Graham came out again. He admonished Christian men and women to start running to take these offices back a couple of years ago. We really didn't step up and do what he asked, especially in California. And, you know, he came out and said recently, all of this trash, all of this filth that the left is pushing on our students, that could be turned around if Christian men and women would run for school boards. And I've said this a million times myself. It's kind of like, you may not be able to, like, stop it dead in its tracks overnight, but it didn't take them overnight to take control. It didn't take them overnight to start shoving this stuff down our kids' throats. And that's what happens with us. A lot of us on the right, a lot of conservatives, a lot of Christians, they get in there for the fight. And 2.5 weeks later, they're like, well, ain't nothing changing. I don't know what I'm going to do. It may happen. Jesus probably don't want it to happen because it ain't changed overnight. I mean, it drives me out of my mind.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. Got to have that stamina, man. It's It took a long time to get in here. It's going to take a long time to get out. And the thing is, man, it's an ongoing battle, man. My buddy Bill, you know, would remind us, like, dude, you got to mow the lawn. Okay. You got to mow the lawn. All right.
That was how you're talking about Bill Whittle, right?
Right.
I can see him doing that. Mm-hmm. All right. So let's have some fun with some of this other stuff. I realize this is going to be a lot of fun. So Obama's been mocked on social media because he's starting an initiative to stop the spread of, you're not going to believe this, disinformation. That's right. Mr. Obama has decided that he's got to step in because in recent years we've seen how quickly disinformation spreads, especially in social media, and it's created a real challenge for our democracy. Part of the reason for it's hard to bring about the change is because we live in a media environment that elevates falsehoods as much as truths, divides people as much as it brings them together. So his foundation is now reaching out to wipe out misinformation on social media.
And coming from Obama, the way he makes that sound, like we're going to stop the spread of it, it makes it sound like an STD. I'm going to prescribe a social media ointment. So you guys make sure that you slather this on yourselves and make sure that you don't get this inflammable disinformation, whichever they call it. It's like, man, and who makes these people, I guess they've appointed themselves the arbiters of what truth is going to be. And as I say, these people would know the truth if it died for them. You know, and they're going to tell us what misinformation is. Everything, even when you hear these people talk, everything about them is imagination land. You know, I talk about this all the time, man. It's like you can hear them talk. We need to reimagine this and we need to reimagine that. Everything about y'all is imagination land. You imagine that a kid doesn't have rights. You can go ahead and kill the kid if you want to, whether the kid is in the womb or out of the womb. You guys imagine that you could switch your genders around. You guys can imagine that somebody else's, the fruits of somebody else's labor belong to you. You guys, everything about them is imagination land. And they're going to try to tell us that they need, they're the ones who need to be in charge of misinformation. Imagination land, Joe.
You know, I seriously, yeah, I love this stuff because it's my favorite saying, right? They're so self-unaware of what rolls off their tongue or rolls out of their mouth, what they're saying, you know? And people, again, I don't get it. I do not get how we've allowed things to get this far. I guess I do. We all got... I hate to say it this way, but we all got fat, dumb, and happy, right? We live in America. It's a land of freedom and liberty. And, you know, we send our kids to school and they're safe and all this stuff. Now, look at what's happening. I mean, these people, what, a year and a half? Not even a year and a half. Right? Look at the supply chain. Look at where we're at with food prices. Look at where we're at with gas. We got down a whole list. They were able, like, hey, what have I been saying for years? They're like locusts. Yeah. They can show up to a major league harvest and wipe it dead in a matter of no time, right?
Yes, yes. And then accuse somebody else of being unsustainable and not conserving. And it's like, no, you're right, man. They are. They're just like locusts. They are guilty of the very things that they accuse everybody else of. It's them all day. And somehow, Joe, we got to do a better job at, because, you know, we have a reasoning audience. You know, they get it. And, you know, in very plain language, but the people who are doing this, these locusts that are out there, they don't speak that language. It's not that they can't be reasoned with, at least some of them can't. I used to be that way. I know that they can get it because I used to be one of these knuckleheads. You know, so if a knucklehead like me can get it, anybody can. And there's a way to do it. You know, unfortunately, there's just not a lot of support for conservatives to do it in the way that needs to be done.
Well, a quick answer. You think they're just evil, or do you think they just really, truly believe that what they believe is truth?
Well, at the end of the day, it's evil. It really is.
Agreed.
Evil. But the insidious nature of evil is that you think that you're doing something. You're justified. You're justified in doing what, even if you know it's evil. Heck yeah, I went and I murdered this person, but I was justified to do it. You see what I'm saying?
Wow. Okay.
BronzeSerpentMedia.com.
Org.
There it is, bronzeserpentmedia.com.
Really? I got it right the first time. Bronzeserpentmedia.com. Oh, God. Serpentmedia.com. Guys, have a great... Well, you have a great rest of the week. I'll see you on Sunday. You won't see me. We'll be back in a little bit, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.